everyone. You're very welcome along on this latest audio walk from open country with me, Tom. You join me today in a very wet and windy West Yorkshire. We're on the outskirts of the town of Pudsey, and we're going to be walking between Pudsey, Tong and Tyersall, which is a bit of a triangle, slap bang in the middle of Leeds and Bradford. My plan for today's walk is to stick to the valleys, because I think if we head up on top, it's going to be very blustery indeed. I was looking at some Google Street View images of this walk before I set off out, and they were taken in glorious summer weather with hardly a cloud in the sky and beautiful yellow buttercups radiating out of the fields along the side of the route. I think I'm just going to have to imagine that today as I walk on this very overcast, cloudy, and as I say, very windy day. The first part of our walk is going to take us along Pudsey Beck as we head towards the very elaborately named Fulneck Moravian settlement. More on that when we get there. But right at the very beginning of this walk, I've already met three friends. There's a shed over to my right hand side, and in it are sheltering three donkeys. One of them a little bit earlier was watching me through the bars of this fence, but then when it probably realised that I wasn't going to feed it, it started back over towards the shed to shelter with its friends. Anyway, it's getting a bit chilly now, so I'm going to wander on and see what else we find along this route through the wet, wild, windy valleys of West Yorkshire. Let's put our best foot forward and see what we can find. Oh, it's getting very squelchy around here. I am recording this audio walk in early February, so I suppose I shouldn't expect any less, really. It has been very wet recently, and the paths are very much showing that. I'm glad I've got my Wellington boots on for this audio walk today, as I squelch through the mud, and it also looks like those donkeys may have walked through here as well, because I'm having to avoid certain things on the path as well as I wander along. At least we're being sheltered from the wind by some beautiful beech trees that are lining each side of this route so far. I think it looks like the remains of an old quarry to our left, because I've seen some rocks tumbling down the hillside that looks like they've been dislodged from human activity as they've been quarrying stone from the area. We're heading down a footpath over an old railway bridge towards Blackcar Wood. Although this railway bridge is very much still standing and intact, although moss-clad, it's very, very sound in structure. But instead of a railway line passing under it, today there's just a bit of a muddy ditch, which is now all overgrown with trees. With the crows circling ahead, it's quite ominous. Although there are some buds appearing on the trees below, which is promising and reminds us that spring's on the way. To the left-hand side of the bridge, There's also the gaping entrance to an old tunnel that the railway line must have passed through at one time, hurtling towards the town centre of Pudsey. But now it's all gated off with some metal gates. Heading deeper into the wooded valley here as we head down towards Pudsey Beck through Blackcar Wood. Although the breeze is blowing through the trees, making them creak and clack as the branches knock together, it's beautifully peaceful in here. Over to the right-hand side of the path, there's definitely more evidence of those old quarry workings. A little bit like the railway bridge that we crossed over earlier on. The rocks that are protruding out of the brambles are all moss-clad. But they're in structures that tell me that humanity has been here and disturbed them from their slumber. I do find it fascinating walking through places like this because it just goes to show the power of nature. That although humanity can come and disturb the land to quarry rock for their own personal gain on the surface world, for want of a better phrase, nature will always take back over once humanity's need for the land has disappeared. As now in between these rocks, these towering trees have started to grow and repopulate this area of woodland. We've made it down to the banks of Pudsey Beck now, as we follow the valley along. Although I'm recording this in the depths of winter, I've found a patch of beautiful greenery. On the far side of the beck, as the water trickles through, there's a bank of ivy that's creeping not only along the valley floor, but also smothering the trees on the other side of the bank. In an otherwise brown and grey, dull scene, it's really giving it a verdant lift. Also, as I look down at my feet, there's a few sprouting bluebells coming through. Obviously, the flowers are long from being out, but the little green shoots tell me that in a few months' time, this area around my feet will be looking quite different to how it does now. I'm just going to ignore the shell of a burnt-out car in the wood at the other side of the beck and just revel in this greenery for a moment, because it seems such a long time since I last saw it. Just come to a clearing in the woods, and the shape of the beck is absolutely amazing. It's just meandering from side to side in some very tight S-shaped bends as it heads further down the valley. Well, I can imagine that it's hitting some kind of rocky substance that it can't erode away, so it's taking the quickest route down the valley as possible, even though that route looks very convoluted to the human eye. Although we've reached a clearing, there's still plenty of trees around, especially on the banks of the beck as it winds its way down the valley. It's those sort of trees that you would expect to see in damp conditions. A willow bending over with its branches splayed across the ground. And some alder trees as well, with their distinctive little ball-shaped catkins. It's amazing, although there is still quite a bit of breeze around, how sheltered we are down here in the valley. So I can see the clouds whipping across the sky above me very quickly indeed. At least it means that any showers that we have had have been briskly blown away now, which is promising for the rest of our walk. Maybe we'll keep dry. Oh, I'm just going to pause here to catch my breath a little bit. The path has snaked its way up, echoing the shape of the beck in the valley below, back up towards the top of the valley and the outskirts of Pudsey, as we head towards Fullneck village. The trees that we were once walking through are now confined to the valley below us, and we're now walking above them. It feels strange to be looking down on them after seeing their intricate roots connecting with the soil as we walk past them. Anyway, I think my breath is just about there now, so we'll carry on up the rest of the hill and head towards Fullneck. I have to admit, I was rather tempted by the pub that I met at the top of that very steep hill that we've just climbed up, especially with some enticing beer clips glinting on the bar through the warmth of the window. But you'll be pleased to know I resisted, and we've made it to Fullneck Moravian Settlement. Today it's home to Fullneck School, but in the middle of the 18th century it was just a new settlement by a group of German and Czech Christians that decided to build a little community here. Today it feels like you're walking back in time, although we've got Pudsey behind us, which sort of bleeds into the metropolis of Leeds. It feels like I'm in some kind of ancient little village in the middle of nowhere. It really is quite intriguing. We've got these beautiful Yorkshire stone-built cottages and old quaint buildings lining the cobbled street at either side, and a beautiful chapel halfway along, which is Grade 1 listed and said to be one of the most important churches of its kind, not only here in Yorkshire but in the whole of the country. So I must admit, I feel privileged to be walking through today. But I suppose we can't hang around here for too long, because the rest of our walk beckons, and I wouldn't mind getting back before it gets dark. So what goes up must come down. So let's head back down towards the beck and the Leeds Country Way as we continue our walk. We're now not far from the village of Tong, which I've always thought is a really strange name. I'm not quite sure where it comes from. But the echoing of the trickle of the beck is now in our ears again. I've just come across this quite dicey part of the footpath. There's about a metre and a half drop to my left, and some overhanging tree root branches on my right, and a little rocky escarpment. It's not quite like climbing one of the Three Peaks, but it's still challenging enough for an afternoon's walk. Oh, there we go, I've made it down unscathed. We're also walking along the side of Full Neck Golf Club, so I suppose I ought to stop recording here and give the golfers some peace so I don't put them off their shot. We're still following the beck, but now we're into open farmland instead of woodland, which makes a change from what we've been walking through so far. Got these green undulating fields either side of me on the side of the valley, and some pylons pinning down the land, taking electricity cables from Pudsey over the hill towards Tong. Just had two amazing wildlife encounters within the space of a moment. I saw a yellow flash to the right of me, going from tree to tree, and then heard the distinctive call of a green woodpecker, which I certainly wasn't expecting to either see or hear today. And then a little bit further along, I looked to the other side of the beck, and pecking around in the grassy mud was a little egret. Egrets look a little bit like herons, quite tall and lanky birds. But they're bright white with these probing beaks that are excellent for finding grubs in and amongst the sand and soil. Very much a wetland specialist. And judging by the amount of soggy mud under my Wellington boots at the moment, I can very much vouch for this being a very wet habitat. So perfect for that little egret. We're now back in the heart of the woodland. I've actually got a stream on either side of me now. We've crossed over Pudsey Beck, which is now running alongside us on our right. And then there's a little tributary running down from the hills above Bradford on our left-hand side. And all around me are these beautiful oak trees. There's a few silver birch dotted around as well, but it's the oak trees that are catching my eye. It's in winter when you don't have the leaves on the trees. You see the intricacy of the branches and the trunks. And oak trees especially have this ability to curl and weave round in these contorted shapes. And with the textured nature of the bark, they almost look like otherworldly beings. Just imagining what it'd be like to walk through this woodland after dark. I'm sure it'd be very creepy indeed. I suppose it's creepy enough during the day, but at the same time, utterly spectacular. I'm just taking the opportunity to give my Wellington boots a bit of a wash down. I've come to a ford back across Pudsey Beck, and it's a great opportunity to de-mud my boots that have become caked in it as we've been walking around today. Let's hope that when I get home they'll look as good as new. We're about to leave the beck once again now and head back up the valley through the quarry ruins and back across the railway line. We might even get a chance to reacquaint ourselves with our donkey friends before finishing the walk. Ah, this looks familiar. I have to admit, after I last recorded and spoke to you, I decided to follow the old railway line path, thinking it would be a nice shortcut back to where I needed to be. But it turns out the only thing that was short about it was my temper, as it took me further and further away from where I wanted to be, and my boots continued to get muddier and muddier, so there probably wasn't much point in washing them in the stream in the first place. But yet we're back on track now, and we've made it back to our donkey friends, which is a nice sight after the last 10-15 minutes of walking through bogs and not really knowing where I was going to end up. Although one highlight of it was I got to see the remains of an old railway bridge, which was quite interesting to finish the walk off. And it did mean that I did an extra bit of the triangle up towards Tyersall at the Bradford end of this walk, which was, I suppose, not necessarily a bad thing. I bet at this point you're thinking, I'm glad I'm sitting here in the warm listening to this audio walk rather than traipsing alongside Tom in person. I do hope you've enjoyed this audio walk today as much as I've enjoyed recording it. If you have, then please check out more of Open Country's audio walks. There's plenty of them these days at opencountry.org.uk. We've also started releasing them as podcasts on YouTube as well. So if you search for Open Country Yorkshire on YouTube, you'll be able to find them there as well. Now I've just got one last hill to climb up to get back to my car. I'm sure you don't really want to hear me panting away. So I'll leave you here and I'll look forward to speaking to you on the next audio walk. But until then, thank you again ever so much for listening.